class. So good to see you all. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about mantra to start with today, because maybe you even have a mantra that you practice, or certainly you, if you've been in class, we chant the mantra Om at the beginning and the end of the class. And you know, one of the reasons why that we do that is because it's a way of helping you to get yourself into the vibration that which is of the infinite with your mind. Because the teaching is you already are, that is actually the case. It's just sometimes our minds are somewhere else in a way, you know? And so, you know, like my friend reminded me yesterday of the beautiful Paramahansa Yogananda quote about live quietly in the present moment and the future will take care of itself. That mantra helps us to actually be present, because sometimes our mind, have you ever find you thinking about something that's not happening? You know, and sometimes we even got over and over things that, sometimes something I've noticed is that sometimes people who are really smart are really excellent at judging. You know, in fact, it probably was something that, you know, at school, like, see, I know lots of you guys are super, super smart, you do really well at school, and you're, you know, often it's really venerated, the critical thinking ability, which obviously is very important. It's just that sometimes it can turn into being critical. Do you see what I mean? Sometimes our capacity for judgment can turn into being judgmental. And sometimes that can turn out to others and also to ourselves. And anyone know what I'm talking about here? And if you do, then you're like, as soon as I say it, you can feel how that actually creates tension. And the thing is that tension, it diminishes our energy, because actually, although it might not seem like it, but you know, like, well, let's just do this little thing. Some of you have done it with me before. Squeeze your hand, like, really, really super squeeze it. And just imagine if you had to do everything with your hand like this. You can't open it. Imagine you've got to, like, brush your teeth, like, oh, you've got to, right, like that. Everything like this. And, like, besides the fact that it gets a bit tiring after a while, just feel that now when you open it. It's like you almost feel the residue of it. Like, it takes an effort that take some of your energy, which you don't need. You don't need to be doing that. But sometimes we have habits of doing that. I mean, this seems ridiculous, doesn't it? But does anyone have a residual part in their body that you could say again and again, just massage that bit? You know? But again, and so often I hear it, like some people say their left side or their right side of their bodies. Anyone relate to what I'm saying? Like, it's just often one side. And there's a whole lot of stuff to do with mantra therapy and blah blah, chakra. I can talk about that for 50 hours about it. It's very interesting. The thing is that whether we like go into all those details or not, it doesn't really matter, because we understand that it is in some way not our freest, truest self. We can recognize when we have that kind of tension that it's kind of, do you know what I mean? Right? It's hard to explain what I mean, but you already know what I'm saying, don't you? Yeah. And so these teachings are that there is a way to help to connect you to your true source of being, which the teaching is universal. So that's like our source of being. It's like we say your breath, but it is really the breath. It's like our breath, right? So, yeah, it feels unique, and in many ways there is a uniqueness into the expression of it, which is you and the wonder of you. Yet it is the uni one verse song. And so the vibration of mantra helps to draw you into that. That's why it's referred to as that which protects. Because it helps to protect us from this other thing that we otherwise do, which is this is my theory, I don't know if it's really even true, it's just my theory, is that I think that sometimes, like, if I get tense, I am unconsciously or subconsciously thinking to myself that that is protective by being tense. Do you see? Do you find that? But is it? Do you see what I mean? So in other words, we have this innate feeling, I think, that sometimes we feel like we have to protect ourselves. I was talking to someone who's their dog maybe needs $25,000 worth of surgery, and they don't want to do it. You know, the person that earns the money in the family doesn't want to do it. The rest of the family want to do it. And we're talking about like how difficult a decision that is. I mean, well, not really. They've already made the decision, which is not to, right? So you see what I mean? The person's already made the decision not to, but then there's all this tension in them because they know that the family, because can't you see both sides, everyone, right? So you see, you can understand both sides, and as a witness of it, thank God, it's not me, right? In this position, but we're always so wise as a witness. Is that as a witness, I can see that the tension makes it worse. The tension or the conflict within the person, right, makes it worse. Have you ever found that with anything? Like if you've been relating with anybody about anything, or when you're conflicted within yourself about it, it makes it worse. If you like, you're not quite sure about it, right? Anyone ever have that? Hopefully you don't have it right now, but if you do, you probably do, because for some reason things like that come out of my mouth each year ago. So if you are having that right now, what can help is to the practices that help you to get into the purity of you. And there's many, like for example, the pathway of Arahant and the Warahant, where we balance the energies of Rajas and Tamas, so that's a really beautiful one. Also mantra is really helpful, because mantra helps to direct your mind into it, because the idea of mantra is that you're invoking that state that the mantra is describing, right? And I feel like lots of us, whether we're religious or not, okay, I would say I'm not religious, but plenty of times I've been like, oh God, help me. Anyone else, right? So there's something in us that we reach out for help, often like in the quietest, darkest times, and we have that sort of wanting to invoke it. In other words, bring it into us. And so this teaching in yoga is that mantra is a way that help that is some, depending on your emphasis of how you look at things, some people would say it is an expression of the divine, if that word has meaning to you. Others can say that it is that which is of the universe, of the ever-expanding universe. As far as science knows, there is no end, right? So we're tapping into the infinite, because in the infinite there is possibility. When we're in suffering, it's in conflict, is no possibility. You get that? Whenever we're in conflict, it's like right and wrong. In other words, even if I'm making myself right, it's making someone else wrong, right? You see? So in the infinite, there isn't right and wrong. It's going to be, for some of us, that's like, no, there's always right and wrong. Do you see what I mean? Because see, that's what our brains will tend to do. And so when we're invoking that which is of the universe, we're allowing ourselves to kind of receive it into us. And that's when we chant Om, it's the sound of the infinite, okay? And there's evidence, apparently, that there's sound in space, which there's the sound of Om. One of my teacher trainees had it one time to listen to. Taryn? Anyone know Taryn? She's a scientist, and somehow she got this sound. I'd love to get it. Anyway, blah, blah. You're going to do the sound now. Ready? So you just close your eyes when you're ready. And see, just feel down into the base of your torso for a moment. Just feel your two feet, feel your legs, feel the pelvic floor. And as we make the sound of the Om, see if you can just, imagine or visualize, or maybe you'll feel it, the vibration down low in your body. And then as you, so the Om is like, ah, Om. So, the beginning, can you imagine it down low in your body, down into your pelvis, lower abdomen, around your navel, and then the O sound, feel it into your chest, into your throat, the mmm sound vibrating up through your throat and the roof of your mouth and behind your forehead, and then the mmm sound that continues on. Imagine that coming up through the top of your skull. Okay, so bring your palms together at your chest, and we can just do it silently for a moment now, three times silently. So inside, inside you. And set your intention. And then together we'll chant one time on. And in child's pose, if you're comfy too, we're going to chant Om here. So just one time, breathing in together. You need to breathe out. Sense of still of the vibration within you even after the mantra. When you're ready, lifting up into downward facing dog. And again, as you're breathing in, you can kind of lengthen your body, and as you breathe out, Om together. Shoulders, lifting up through your tail, curling under, breathe in for like and lift up and look up, and as you breathe out, curl under and then chant again. And as you breathe in, lifting back into the cat curl. And as you breathe out, sit back into child's pose. And as you breathe in, draw up into Bali, bring your thighs forward and your arms up. And as you breathe out, seal back into child's pose. When your breath in's there, move into cobra, thighs forward and elbows back. And as you breathe out, lift up into downward dog, and like you're pushing the ground away with your fingertips. Walk your hands back towards your feet, breathing into flat back. Breathe out into forward bend. And take your time. Moving in to come up to standing. Look up. All the way up. Press into your feet. And as you breathe out, sink hands down to the sides. And you might like to close your eyes. It's fine to keep them open. We're going to join together for three arms here. Thank you.